Dan Matthews, he's a rapper. He was adopted from Korea when he was 8 months old, and he grew up in Southern California as an American kid. But he was curious about his birth parents, so after many years of being on the fence about finding them, he wrote a letter to his adoption agency. He just never thought he'd get this response.
Dear Dan Matthews, I'm writing to share the information of your birth family. As you may be aware, your birth parents were married and still are married. They have one son and they have a daughter. You may also find that your brother Ji Seong is actually your twin brother.
What?
Dan started a Kickstarter campaign to make a film about journeying back to Korea to meet them. Dan joins us now. Welcome. What an incredible story. And you have a twin brother. And as you said, when you learned that for the first time, what? So what was going through your mind when you found that out?
Oh, my gosh. All I could do was shake. You never really expect this to happen. You think that it might be fun when you're little, but when it actually happens to you, it's just something that's very shocking.
Right. It took you many years before you were ready to inquire about your birth family. I suspect that's kind of common. The stove might be really hot. Why reach out and touch it? But in your case, why did it take so long?
I was going back for this conference, a big Korean adoption gathering in Seoul. And I figured that as long as I was going back to Korea, this might be my only chance to be able to do a real birth search.
Mm. And you'd been to Korea once before. This wasn't the first time, right?
I'd gone about 8 years ago when I was 20. But at that time, I just really wasn't prepared for it emotionally or at that point in my life. So this was about the time to do it.
So you're American. I mean, your parents are not Asian. Did you talk about your Korean heritage with your adoptive parents as a kid?
I did, yeah. My parents were very, very supportive. They always instilled me with Korean history when I was younger. We did this thing called Korean Christmas, where my parents bought me Korean traditional items the day before actual Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it was always something that they'd put out there for me.
So you just came back from Korea, and I mean just a few days ago, and you met your birth family for the first time. Describe that first meeting.
It's something like out of a movie. I remember being at the agency, and then I opened up the door to this small, it looked like a hospital room. And the moment that I walked in, my birth mother just jumped up, grabbed me, and started crying for about 20 minutes. Everybody else in the room kind of just stood there very stoically, and I just kind of looked around. So it was just a very, very, very shocking, surreal moment just to look at people for the first time that look like you, that you know that they are where you come from. And so that's a very remarkable thing to think about.
And what about your twin brother? What was that like looking at him?
I couldn't stop looking at him. We did do a DNA test and we found out that we are identical twins from the same egg, but physically he's a little bit bigger than me. And because he grew up in Korea, I think he just looks a little bit different than I do. But honestly, there's so many similarities. He eats the same way that I eat. The way that he blinks, the way that he talks, even though we grew up in completely different places, there's just so many similarities.
Did you get to a point where you actually asked them, your birth family, why they gave you up for adoption?
I kind of was beating around the bush a little bit. The answer that I believe is true is that I was put up for adoption because I was very, very sick. That I don't think that they believed that I was going to make it. And at the time, my family was in a lot of financial hardship. And so I believe that they couldn't afford my medical bills. So it was the right choice to maybe put me up for adoption at that point. I didn't ever ask directly. There was never really a good time to do that. Mm. But it is something that's on my mind.
Now, your brother, your twin brother, Gather, he's a rapper as well. That's wild that you both ended up with that interest and performing.
That was some of the most amazing news that I received. He actually started rapping at the same time I started rapping. Mm. And the thing that I found to be one of the most touching moments was when he told me that he's really happy that I was able to pursue something that he couldn't pursue because living in Korea, he just went directly into studying. And so he couldn't pursue rapping as a profession.
Did you share your music with each other? I mean, do you like the same artist? Do you have the same influences?
We do, actually. The first artist that actually both inspired us when we were both in high school was Eminem, actually, which was very remarkable. He said the same thing that I grew up listening to.
So, Dan, as you said, you're in Korea to perform at this annual International Korean Adoptee Association Conference. And I got to say, it's kind of amazing that there is a conference for Korean adoptees. How many people were there and where did they come from?
There were about 400 people that were there as adoptees and then another 100 people that were like family members and from all over the world. A surprisingly large amount of people from Denmark, Sweden, Canada, just all over the world. The big thing in being there around so many adoptees and being able to do my birth search at that time, because a number of other adoptees have gone through the birth search before too. And so to be able to talk to them while I was going through something similar was just a really remarkable thing to have as a support system for myself.
Dan Matthews, Korean-American rap artist. He goes by AKA Dan. He's currently making a documentary about meeting his birth family in Korea. Dan, great to speak with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to AKA Dan and his group, After School Special. Love the name. The track is called Dreamers. Dan's story is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage. To see his Kickstarter video and learn more about his trip, go to theworld.org/globalnation. You're listening to The World on PRI, Public Radio International.